The fact is, people are not coming to Atlanta unless they feel safe. And we know that the Atlanta Police Department play a significant role in that. We believe that we are moving our department to be one of the safest cities in America, and we do that by the resources, not just with human resources, but if you think about the technology that we've brought to bear over the last 5 years. We now have more than 4,600 cameras that are fully engaged in the city of Atlanta in our video integration center. It allows us to have situational awareness throughout our city so that we can actually put more police officers in the right place at the right time as we're utilizing that resource to be able to do this on a real-time basis. Also, we're able to predict where that next crime is most likely to occur through a data set called PREPO. Allow us to really put a number of algorithms in and come up with a set of locations on where we believe that next crime is going to occur. It's a tool. Allow our officers to be able to deploy them in the right area to prevent those crimes from ever occurring.
Your department has zones, and there are some pockets where we know that crime, the percentage of crime is higher than maybe other areas of the city.
Sure.
So when you look at those pockets, let's talk about Southwest Atlanta. You know, we talk about Vine City and English Avenue. Would you say, though, that the crime has decreased in those areas?
Absolutely. Crime in every precinct is down in the last 5 years.
You talked about understanding the culture. Chief, you are from Atlanta. You were a teenager in this community. Can you understand the distrust that many of our young black men and Hispanic men have when it comes to the police because of profiling or because of just instances like what happened in Ferguson?
We had a very robust conversation in major city chiefs. And we had to ask ourselves, this is after the Ferguson issue. You know, are our officers intimidated by young black youth? And I'll tell you, when you look at the demographics of departments and cities, if they're not reflective of the community, I think that then the answer to that is yes. Departments around the country have to do a better job of recruiting their community.
And obviously, the idea of having people who understand the community is an important one. But in an emergency call, for instance, a crisis situation, it's going to be the first officer on the scene who might or might not look like the people in that community. So how do you go about establishing protocols for use of force in situations like that?
This is not something that you learn on a one-week situation. It's throughout our process. It's learning how to show restraint when you're in the academy so that when you're on the streets, you're not out of a situation that you're out of the norm, that you react according to your training and the way that you want to be treated.